Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if I could quote the Bible, which I do inappropriately sometimes because I don't remember my quotes, but it's, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Did I say that right? Was it Matthew? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I have it somewhere here. Yeah, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Thank you. All right. See, I can get a biblical quote out there. If you are a politician, if you are a physician, if you are a parent, if you are a lover, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And people don't get that concept. They'll mistreat others. They'll put themselves up on a high horse. They'll have some level of narcissism. They'll think that they're beyond the law. And I see this happen over and over and over again. And there's no... there's no fairness. There's no learning from it. So, for example, if we could, let's say, use this classified document fiasco. I don't know much about what a former president or a former vice president slash current president has in terms of rules when it comes to classified documents. I was under the impression that if you were a president or if you were a vice president, you could, at the snap of the finger, say, all right, this document's no longer classified. I can take it with me. All right? I was also then under the impression that we really don't use paper anymore, that everything is electronic. I'm also under the impression that if there were any codes or passwords, they would probably change after the vice president left office or the former president left office. So I'm a little confused why people freak out when you have an office that might have had some of your previous work. I get that. Hopefully anything that was of high security, the password changed. And I sincerely doubt there would be any, let's say, military strategy on an 8x11 piece of paper or a photograph that would be in an envelope that somebody would have. I just don't see that stuff being passed around. Well, if we're going to hit this country in 2029, this is where X marks the spot. I don't, and maybe I'm very naive with that. But what I'm not naive to is what the media and politicians and FBI and their attitude towards one politician versus another is. And that, I'm not naive to. That we're seeing. Now, I'm not saying former President Trump was innocent. He had a bunch of stuff in his house, and I guess the FBI had to go through Melania's underwear drawer. Not sure what the hell happened there. Uncool. But you would think that if the FBI had to raid a home of a former president because of classified documents, that now Jill Biden's underwear drawer would be at risk. And I don't think the FBI is going to go into Joe Biden's underwear drawer. I don't even think the FBI is going to raid Joe Biden's house. We know that there's been documents found now at multiple areas. One, I guess it was near his Corvette. He had the documents in a garage near his Corvette. And I think the reason why they put Corvette, I have a Corvette, it's a used Corvette. But once somebody says Corvette, they go, okay, it's safe. Because trust me, we will block bullets with our body to protect a Corvette. So I get why they're bringing up the car, because those of us who are Corvette owners, we will do anything to protect that car and keep it under lock and key. But honestly, I think the car deserves a little bit more privacy. I don't think a car should be forced to be next to political classified documents. They should be treating the car better, if you ask me. But now that there's classified documents being found in other areas, and which also brings up the question, weren't these found before the midterms, so why are we hearing about it now? Why aren't we, you know, when everything was going on with President Trump, you would think we would have also heard, well, you know, Biden had these too. But they kept that quiet. And so do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you are going to vilify one person on one side of the aisle, right, remember that that could happen to you. And are you ready for that? Are you? And it seems like, no. Well, that's because he was Trump. So he was Trump, so we get to raid his home. But because it's Biden, you don't get to. Or, well, Biden is president, so his documents aren't classified. You know, if a doctor did 1/1,000th of what's been going on, we would be losing our licenses. We can't have documents and medical records and anything classified next to our Corvette, next to our, I mean, in the medical realm, you have to have some sort of, you know, competency when it comes to these. And the other thing, too, also is where's the staff? We are well versed on how most presidents don't even have to drop sugar into their tea or coffee. Somebody stirs it for them. So then why are all these things in people's private residence or their private office? What kind of staff would allow, wouldn't they, especially if it says classified? I don't understand. And then what were lawyers doing next to Biden's Corvette? I'm confused. It's very confusing. And so we have a lack of fairness. We have a lack of consistency. And I'm not sure if Merrick Garland's going to get involved. I'm not sure if there's going to now be a special counsel. Again, I don't know if Jill Biden's underwear is now going to be up for review. But all I know is if we had this sense of passion for classified documents with the former president, you would think we would have that same sense for Biden. And you would also think that if you were a politician, you would look to your staff and go, okay, why... What the hell are you guys doing? So there's a lot of questions unanswered, and it's mind-boggling, and I just, you know, just realize that the tables can always turn on you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with a lot of these cases that we're seeing in the news, heart-related, people keep asking, you know, what could we do to detect, what could we do to identify patients sooner? And we're doing a fantastic job considering 20, 30, 40 years ago, but apparently we are working on even better technology. And joining us next is Dr. Faraz Ahmad, cardiologist and associate director at Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute Center for Artificial Intelligence to talk to us about how we could use AI to detect at-risk patients. Dr. Ahmad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, we appreciate all the work you guys do at Northwestern Medicine. And, wow, using AI to help detect those at risk for heart failure. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, heart failure is a very common condition. It affects over 6 million U.S. adults. And we know that there's a subset of those patients who go on to develop what we call advanced heart failure. That's up to 25%. And so these are patients who have severe symptoms despite being on good medical therapy. So here at Northwestern, we're really interested in trying to see, can we find these patients earlier and get them quickly into a heart failure specialist evaluation to get them on to see if we can optimize their medication, offer them the latest devices and procedures, and for a subset of patients, discuss whether they may benefit from things like heart pumps and heart transplants.
It's fantastic. And to review with our patients about heart failure and the pumping action, and what can you talk to them a little bit about, or us, about heart failure?
Yeah, so heart failure is a syndrome or condition that the main symptoms patients experience are shortness of breath and fatigue. They also can experience a lot of other symptoms like extra fluid in their legs or stomach, shortness of breath when they lay flat, and many other symptoms. It's caused by changes in the heart structure or how the heart works. And that leads to this larger syndrome that causes the symptoms I just mentioned. And the thing about heart failure is that there are a lot of different reasons that heart failure can happen. It can be related to genetics. It can be related to medications someone may have received in the past, like certain chemotherapies, or even things like high blood pressure for a long time, and diabetes, other conditions like that.
Mm-hmm. Drugs, and absolutely. And, you know, people will sometimes misconstrue heart failure as, well, it's done. Heart failure, it failed. But it's a process, and people could be within heart failure or progressing for years.
I completely agree with that, and thank you for highlighting that. I think there's a subset within the heart failure clinical community that really wants to rebrand our name and go from failure to heart function. Because we see patients across the spectrum, and for so many of our patients, there's so many medications, devices, procedures they can offer that really do extend the length of their life, the quality of their life, and really makes a big difference. And so I think thinking of it as heart function and changing the heart function is a much better way to talk about it.
Like renal failure or renal insufficiency, maybe like an insufficiency or something like that. Exactly. So, when somebody does have heart failure, it's debilitating, and the lifestyle changes, and the inability to travel, the inability to take normal steps, do certain things, sex, sleep. Steps need to be taken. Talk to us about what you're urging patients do.
Right. So I think it's really important for patients with heart failure to develop a clinical plan with their team, which could be their primary care clinician or their cardiologist or heart failure specialist. And that plan should include things like healthy lifestyle, staying active, healthy diet, exercise if able, and then medications and other treatments that are supported by the clinical guidelines. And certain types of heart failure, there's certain medications that really do work. And then developing a plan to make sure that they're able to take access to the medications and take them every day is really important. And then now for patients who get worse over time, the guidelines state this too. I think it is really important to see a heart failure specialist if they're able to, and that's the program we've stood up, is to try to use the data we have and help define these patients and get them in to our heart failure specialist.
Absolutely. And before we talk about the AI, are we still recommending DASH diet or Mediterranean diet more for our heart patients?
Yeah, my approach is really I talk to the patients about what they're currently eating and sort of what they're willing to do. I tend to focus on a diet rich in fruits and vegetables with lean protein, nuts, beans, and things like that. And then I talk about specific diets like Mediterranean diet if they're open to it.
Nice. We are speaking to Dr. Faraz Ahmad, cardiologist and associate director of Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute Center for Artificial Intelligence. So artificial intelligence, I got to tell you, when I was in training, we didn't have much of it. And now here we are with it being our partner in crime when it comes to diagnoses and detection and screening. Talk to us about what AI, what role it's playing now.
Yeah, it's been a really quick ascent of AI in healthcare. You know, AI has been really popularized in the last couple of decades outside of healthcare. You know, we see it in our phones and driving cars and all these different technologies outside of healthcare. And in the recent years, there's been a lot of interest in trying to deploy this technology to healthcare. And we're seeing more and more use cases. And so I would say this is the early days. We're still trying to generate the evidence to support its broader use. And that's also what makes it particularly exciting. There are all these great use cases, whether it be closing gaps in quality of care, whether it be better targeting of treatments to patients, making devices more efficient.
Absolutely, and patients are different. You know, and there'll be some that might be, let's say, non-compliant with medications because we think it's a one-size-fits-all. Or they might, you know, there might be some that can't change their lifestyle modifications. And so what I love about this is it's kind of opens. We used to do everything. Well, this is a pill. This is what you have to take. Now we're realizing that it is a choreography with the patient, their biology, their genetics, and their ability to change their lifestyle.
I completely agree. I think we're in this. I think the medical field has really recognized the shift in thinking, and they're really trying to develop sort of the science and evidence to support these more tailored therapies. And I think hopefully over the next several years, we'll see more and more of these tailored therapies emerge and incorporate in the guidelines with appropriate evidence.
Mm-hmm. So, what sort of screening? What are you using AI now for with heart patients?
So we are using it we're actively using it to try to identify patients with advanced heart failure. So patients who have transitioned from sort of chronic heart failure to severe symptoms, but may not yet have seen a heart failure specialist. We also are using it in a number of other ways. We've partnered with a company, a sensor company, to try to deploy sensors at home, monitor for changes in heart failure, and then try to intervene at home to bring them to the hospital. We've partnered with another company where we're trying to run their algorithms on echocardiograms, the ultrasounds of the heart, trying to find rare causes of heart failure like cardiac amyloidosis. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of opportunities. It's just we're just trying to sort out the evidence of whether they actually improve quality of care, patient outcomes, and are cost effective.
Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed so many people may have early symptoms of heart failure, but might use telemedicine to, let's say, get a diuretic because of their leg swelling, or might say, you know what, I need an inhaler because I'm short of breath. And it's been, telemedicine has been fantastic, and people have been able to, you know, get access to doctors and medical care when they couldn't. But on the flip side, I am seeing some undetected heart failure patients being treated incorrectly. You know what, we need to educate patients and empower them to, you know, realize that some of their symptoms might not be what they seem and could be heart failure.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree. I think the pandemic sort of changed the way we evaluated and diagnosed patients. And I think a lot of it has been positive, as you said, but for certain conditions, there is value in seeing a clinician in person and getting the echocardiogram done and other tests needed, because for a lot of these conditions, a lot of types of heart failure, there really are treatments that work. You know, right. Even for this heart failure with normal EF, preserved EF, historically we didn't have that many options, but there are newer drugs out that really can help patients feel better. So it's really important to get the right diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. How can patients find out more information? Or listen.
So they can visit our website at heart.nm.org. That has a lot of information about our clinical programs, our research programs, and our Center for AI.
I love it. Well, Dr. Ahmad, you and your team at Northwestern, we really, really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Please feel free to reach out if you have any questions, and thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Can't wait to have you back. Thank you, Dr. Ahmad, for you and all your team do. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. And you know, when we talk about these symptoms, and I know many people kind of panic and they go, well, wait a second, you know, my legs swell when I'm on a plane, or, you know, sometimes I get winded when I'm playing with the kids. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have heart failure, but sometimes these symptoms could signify something early going on. So please get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden confirms his people have found more classified documents, this time at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
The president says he continues to cooperate with the Justice Department. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, though, is not buying it.
Another faux pas by the Biden administration, but treating law differently based upon your political beliefs.
McCarthy's especially mad that the first documents were found in an old Biden office and turned over to justice just before the November election. Calm between the storms in California as another atmospheric river is bearing down on the Golden State. The consumer price index fell by 0.1% last month, year over year. It's up 6.5%, as economists expected. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is our producer today. So when President Biden was undergoing a press conference or his statement, I don't think he necessarily answered a lot of questions about what happened with the classified documents. One brought up how his wife was doing, which was a nice question. Apparently Jill Biden had a surgical procedure that removed cancerous tissue from a lesion on her right eye as well as her chest. And from what we understand, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, physician to President Biden, said that an additional left eyelid lesion is being examined. Apparently, examination showed that the lesions over her right eye and her chest were confirmed to be basal cell carcinoma. The lesions were fully excised with margins and was sent for standard microscopic examination. So the Mohs surgery that was done is a very advanced way of managing skin lesions when we operate. We used to, if you would come into the office and you had a mole or you had something that looked suspicious, we would remove it. We would guess how much of a margin we should take. If it was melanoma, we would take a huge margin. If it was a smaller cancer that we didn't necessarily think was melanoma, but we weren't sure, we would take as much as we think we needed to make sure margins were clear and the cancer didn't spread, throw some stitches in it, and go from there. Well, over the years, we found that sometimes we didn't take enough tissue. I don't know how some people would. I think, to be honest, what happened, because I had studied a lot of dermatology, I knew to take the right amount of margins with not too much. But I think what had happened is with the lawsuits and all the malpractice issues that happened in the late 90s, early 2000s, some doctors were afraid that they would be sued for scars. And so they would take all the just enough tissue they thought they needed. Well, then there would be tissue left over. And if tissue left over or cancer left over, now that could spread. So then you had other doctors taking too much, going, I don't want to get sued. I don't want to lose my license. I don't want to. Let's take a lot of it. So Mohs surgery is where as we take a piece, we look at it under the microscope while the person is still under anesthesia. And then they say, looks like all clear. So you have a pathologist on standby and they'll look and they'll say, nope, there's still cells. Go further. Then the doctor goes in, takes another piece, gets sent, pathology looks at it. Okay, looks like it's all clear. Now you could stop. And it is, I think we are going to eventually see this replaced by technology or staining. You know, it's interesting. Thyroid cancer has a color to it. So some ENTs say you could actually see the cancer. Even though, yes, it could spread microscopically, you know, not all skin cancer you can see. Basal cell carcinoma, of all the cancers, is one of the more benign ones. If you're going to get skin cancer, God forbid, this is the one to get. And, you know, melanoma, it can kill. A squamous cell carcinoma can kill. A basal cell, in rare extremes, but it just doesn't usually spread or metastasize. They can burrow, and these basal cell carcinomas, they're pink, pearly papules. They're things that look like you could just pick out with your finger, but then they keep growing back. These are things that unfortunately can cause cosmetic disruption, and they do grow. Because they grow from a microscopic to a macroscopic, so they do grow, but they don't necessarily spread throughout the body and metastasize. So it is not as serious as skin cancer, but they can cause a significant issue, especially if they're by the eye. Now, basal cell carcinoma is the most common type of skin cancer, but it is the most curable form. It's highly treatable. Most of the time, we could treat it just by removing it, and sometimes kind of killing the base of the of where the cell came from. And Jill Biden is 71 years old. She has a little bit of swelling in the area, a little bit of bruising, but they say she's in good spirits. Apparently she met with her husband and they had lunch. And so I'm glad she had this. This was an outpatient Mohs surgery, so she didn't have to stay at Walter Reed. And she's grateful for, you know all the care and well wishes. So good for her. Many of us miss that we have these little things on our face, on our skin. I tell everybody to have your spouse or partner do mole patrol. Look on your back. Look at areas where you can't see. Take a mirror if you need to look down there. But skin cancer doesn't necessarily have to be in the sun exposed areas. They could be in areas that where the sun don't shine. And whether it's melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, or basal cell carcinoma, these or other sorts of lymphomas or carcinomas that could show up on the skin, these are things that need to be that need to be addressed. Moles that are abnormal, because many people are saying, "Look, I got spots all over me. How the hell do I tell?" Well, rule of thumb is the ABCDE when it comes to melanoma. You know, where you have asymmetry. If you try to draw a line between the lesion, is it identical between both sides? Now, some basal cell carcinomas could be nice, beautiful little circles. You know, but for the most part, cancer is a little chaotic. It won't necessarily be, and usually we use the ABCDEs and Fs for melanoma, but I could use it for any cancer. If you draw a line and it doesn't look identical between both sides, there it doesn't have any symmetry. Same thing with the border. Is the border nice and discreet, or is it a little chaotic or a little fuzzy? C, the color. Remember, cancer is chaotic. So it's not going to have a smooth color like a freckle. A freckle will, for the most part, have one color throughout. Not with skin cancer. With skin cancer, it could have multiple colors. Multiple shades of pink or brown or black, depending on the melanocytes or the other sorts of cells that are involved. So if the color is variegated or not smooth, that's an issue. A diameter. If you have a lesion that's greater than a centimeter or a pencil eraser, you got to get that checked out. And I know that seems small. A lot of us have spots on our body. But if you have a lesion that's bigger than a centimeter, your diameter, you got to get that checked out. And E stands for evolving or elevating. I like to use evolving as a changing. Now, somebody can say, well, why do you see for changing? You could, but they don't. E is it evolving or elevating? And if it is, a basal cell carcinoma may elevate, it may expand. If it's expanding, E could also be for expanding. So you could use that word. Is it expanding? And then F is for fast. Is it growing fast? And if it is, that could be a skin cancer. The freckles don't grow fast. Now, there's other moles that may not follow suit. And those could be the seborrheic keratoses. The seborrheic keratoses are these big, plaquey splotches that we get on our body. But they don't change. They don't grow. They come up and they sit there. And they make us nervous in their early stages because they could look like a melanoma. Now, some doctors could tell just by the feel. Others might biopsy it or remove it because some people cosmetically want it removed. There's also the liver spots or the solar lentigo, the various sunspots we get on our... I'm starting to get spotty, and I hate that. I hate seeing the spots. That's just, again, your skin starting to undergo the changes from years of sun exposure. Those are things that could also look a little splotchy, but when in doubt, get it checked out. You should be getting a skin cancer screen every year. Should have a dermatologist or your doctor look. And if your doctor doesn't have time or your doctor can't, then you should have a dermatologist do it. And if you say, well, insurance won't pay for it, insurance will pay for it. If you have an abnormal mole, you know, and many of us do, that, you know, I mean, it's the doctor should be able to work with the insurance company. Although, with deductibles, that's a whole other story. The 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in New York, any new home looks like will not be able to have a gas stove, nor would commercial buildings. Not sure how that's going to work with restaurants where chefs like to use the gas. But according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she plans to ban these stoves in new homes and commercial buildings by the end of the 2020s. New constructed buildings would have to transition to electric stoves by 2030. Now, we're being told that the restaurants will not be impacted. Oh, don't get a chef mad. Please don't get chefs mad. They, you know, We underestimate. If the chefs ever strike, if the chefs ever say, you want to know what? You're going to mess with our art. This is what you're going to eat. I think people are going to step back and say, okay, well, we'll let you do what you need to do. But they're doing this because they want to combat climate change. Governor Kathy Hochul suggested the move during her State of State address on Tuesday, outlining her plan towards achieving the New York dream. The ban has been contentious, obviously. Federal officials have called the household appliance a hidden hazard because these gas stoves have been linked to childhood asthma. They've been linked to other sorts of contaminants and pollutants. However, these stoves, these electric stoves, have been linked to more fires. And having had a house fire, not from my stove, but I, as a kid, my brother had asthma. We had a fire. I think the fire was scarier than the asthma. But I get it. The pendulum swings. We do these extremes. I think there's a happy medium. But Hochul said that buildings are the largest source of emissions in our state, accounting for a third of our greenhouse gas output. If passed, you will only be able to use an electric stovetop if your home or apartment is new by 2030. Current buildings will not be impacted. So if you live in a building that was built 80 years ago, you can probably still keep your stove. Chefs in the Big Apple worry that the ban on gas stoves and new developments, including restaurants, will hinder the quality of food. Food guru Stratus Morfogan, managing director of Brooklyn Chop House, said the ban is a bad Yelp review waiting to happen. Electric can work for fast casual. However, with fine dining, it's impossible to function with an electric kitchen. Imagine a guest ordering a 2 to 3 pound whole fish. It usually takes 40, 50 minutes to cook. Now it will take 2 hours. He claimed the electric stoves will tank it and bring growth to a halt and destroy our industry. Now, but people didn't listen to chefs and the restaurateurs and the restaurateurs during the COVID lockdown. Maybe they're going to listen now. Entrepreneur James Malios, according to Daily Mail with Civetta Hospitality, added that he has cooked with an electric stove before and the quality of food is noticeably different. I have never looked at electric because it has never been able to do the same job. The governor also plans to take her green agenda further by barring water heaters and oil furnaces in new developments. New Yorkers may see a ban on fossil fuels by 2025 for newer, smaller buildings and 2028 for larger buildings. So, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, said Biden was not coming after Americans' gas stoves. She said the president does not support banning gas stoves, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission is not banning gas stoves. And this was in response to a Consumer Product Safety Commissioner, Richard Trumka, response, who called the stoves a hazard to children following the release of a study conducted by the commission. So the study on children's health found that roughly 1 in 8 cases of childhood asthma are the result of air pollution given off by gas stoves. Now, I know that's hard to prove, but they think they've linked it to that. And I'm not disagreeing entirely. I believe it's different strokes for different folks. So if you have asthma in the family, and you have a very atopic family history and genetics, then maybe you might want to go electric. But that doesn't mean everybody has to. Asthma does affect 6 million U.S. children each year. 13% of it get it from toxins. And they say it's because the gas stove belches it out. I'm mixed on that. My brother had asthma, but none of the other children in my family did. And we had gas and electric. I moved 12 times, so depending on whatever house we were in. And I remember a couple of the places or apartments we lived in had electric. So I'm not sure how my brother got the asthma and we didn't. Was there something to his genes? Was there something that he was exposed to in the womb or at birth that I wasn't exposed to? So I get that it could affect those with asthma and in some cases cause it, but I think there might be more to play. And a child having asthma is debilitating, and it's scary. Any parent who has a child with asthma, they don't sleep. I remember how worried my mom was with my brother. Is he breathing? You know, and inhalers and all that, and it's, you know, and steroids, and it's not fun. But the other children didn't have it, so I'm confused. And they're, you know, it's one of those things where we seem to go after certain things, and we might not be realizing that we could be doing other harm. So I am anti us making extreme decisions and rushing without realizing what the implication is. And one implication I would like to look into is if we do have a storm where the power is out for days, or we do have an electrical grid that becomes overwhelmed with everybody's car charging and electric appliances. What happens when a mom needs to cook some soup at the house and can't because she can't use the microwave and she can't use a stove? I'm getting a little nervous of us being so dependent on electricity. You know, we have a little fire pit outside, and we have gas stove in our house. And, you know, my husband said, if the power's out, right, we use this to cool our foods. We use this for water, you know, if we have our water issues. I mean, we have a lot of camping gear, which, by the way, I think in schools they need to teach kids how to camp, how to feed themselves if the power goes out. I don't think kids know how to do that. But we have a fire pit, and if we have to, then we'll cook our food outside. But we've always needed fire. Since the dawn of man and woman, we've needed fire. And so, you know, our gas stoves are bringing in the fire that we used during caveman days into the house. And it is a alternative in case something else happens. So but nobody really is thinking about that. I mean, you know, New York, they have, you know, power grids, and they do suffer from outages, and they have a lot of people there. If they think it'll help, great. I mean, I think cars do more than what the kitchen appliances do. But I really worry that we're putting too much on the electrical grid and our electricity. And as our electricity and our grids become more vulnerable to people, I think somebody in my neck of the woods tried to destroy an electrical plant. And I mean, if, you know, now not only could it be foreign, but domestic terrorism affecting our electrical grid. Where's our backup? What's our backup? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. so be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.